you know.
Right.
Well, like, one thing too is it seems like decisions are made by a committee. You know, you have a committee of five out there, and every little decision, you know, this little committee made this decision. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, they passed this law. Really? I didn't even know it was going in. I went on the internet the other day to write my congressman about joining the bandwagon of Senator Webb, who's trying to clean out the prisons and only have, he's trying to drop a bill. He's from West Virginia and wants to clean out the prisons. So I said, why don't you get on his bandwagon? And while I was on the search, I was noticing there's, you know, there is a bill out there that's trying to make talking on your cell phone illegal. And I'm going, well, first of all, that's an impassable, you know, you can't do it.
Illegal
while right,
you're
while
driving,
you're driving. Right, and so I wrote my congressman, I says, well, I didn't even know this bill was in existence.
Yeah, that's the trouble. A lot of them pass, and the general public, unless you're watching C-SPAN 24 hours a day, you don't even know
it's there. I mean, and then they pass a law that says, okay, now there's no smoking in bars. Now, who decided that? You know, I'm sorry, Boise is a smoker town. And then if you're going to the bar, yeah, there's bars that don't smoke and that there are, and then this little committee comes along that probably don't even go to the bars, and they say, well, let's pass this. And so all of a sudden we're not even knowing
well,
that
Eagle now, you can't even smoke on the sidewalk, can you?
No, they didn't pass.
So they didn't pass
no.
that?
It's but in Salt Lake, it passes, and in Oregon it passes, and now you have to go outside. But if they pass the cell phone thing, everybody's going to be lining up along the freeway to answer their phone, and, you know, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, I've never smoked, but I like people to have the freedom to smoke as long as they're not choking me to death.
Right, so they sneak up on you.
Yeah.
So, and they do that on purpose. So that, you know, even if you do become involved, even if you do write your congressman, you know, they still sneak up all these little bills, and all of a sudden it became a law, and you didn't even know it was out there for the vote.
So it's called, and they're attached actually to big things of, you know, they could have things that are thousands of pages long.
Right, and it sneaks in the back.
Yeah, they never read their own stuff. I mean, they get these bills, they're 1,000 pages, and nobody reads it, and... They have some underling says, well, this is what's in it. They'll have their underlings read it, and then they'll say, ABC is in it. And they'll say, oh, that sounds good. I'll vote for it.
The problem with telling popular vote, although you do get the government you deserve, is like this country being run by religious fundamentalists now. Popular vote, and so I think we'd just be going backwards. Places like Iran, other places... The dominating culture will remain dominating for another 1,000 years.
On the other hand, with the popular vote, you don't always get what you want, but then what you do is you educate the people. If you think you have more enlightenment, then we concentrate on educating the people, and as you educate, because you have two types of government. You have a government, you can have a government governed by the majority, or a government governed by the minority, and if you get the minority, you can wind up getting the minority like the Ayatollah, or you can wind up getting a minority like somebody really good.
Yeah, it won't usually be the enlightened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember here in Boise when the lottery was first coming to the state of Idaho, and it was this huge political debate, and a lot of people were involved about whether we should have a lottery here or not. Gambling, no. More money for education, yes. Big old debate. Put it to the vote of the people, and the people said, no, we don't want the lottery here. So very quietly, since the bill didn't pass, the people who wanted the lottery here, for whatever reason or however they passed it,
got it through.
And we voted it down.
And it was
and
all
one
supposed to
later,
help education, so we didn't have to worry about education anymore because
right.
the lottery was going to give us
down.
A ton of money.
It didn't happen.
And I don't think any of it went toward education. I don't know where it went, but they've been crumbling more about education since they passed the lottery.
You know,
yeah.
If they normally what happens with their...
Susan completely covered.
Yeah. What happens with if they...
Get Adam...
What happens if they pass a bill and they say that the lottery is going to go toward education? And just to make numbers simple, okay, if they had $100,000 going toward education and they passed a lottery and said this is going to raise $20,000 towards education, that $20,000 of the lottery does go toward education, but now in the regular state amendments they reduce it and say we only need $80,000 now. And so they reduce what's now, what instead of holding what they were already giving education and adding the lottery to it, they now reduce what they had for education before, so they can say the lottery money's going here, and,
oh, really?
And we've got this money here, and that's
I'm
how
not,
that works.
That doesn't surprise me one little bit. Okay, Adam, I don't think you've had your 2 cents worth yet.
Well, I think Susan said everything that could be said about peace, so.
But you've got the word peace, too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give Adam another word. Anybody got a word there?
Well, now that I...
How about energy?
Oh, energy, that's good. What do you see with energy contributing to the ideal society?
Well, you've written...
10,000 years from now, or whenever it will exist.
You've written it all, right? I think technology has got to take us forward and will take us forward as long as we don't become fearful about what illusionary things that just don't exist. Nuclear power, imagine where we could be today in our society if they hadn't back in the 70s put the kibosh on nuclear power. Imagine the devices that we would have. We might have cars that are powered by nuclear power today. So if we can, get away from some of that fear-based thinking and allow technology to take us forward, it will adapt. It will give us it will become greener and more environmentally friendly. And technology will take care of it if you allow the freedom to develop that. People are naturally going to be inclined towards what works and what's best for the environment. We don't need to be fearful about it and want to regulate how that energy turns out. We can, demand will allow that to create the need that needs to be there. So, I 1,000 years from now, I think we'll see some remarkable things in the way of energy and
we might discover like the zero point energy where we can just get all the energy we want from a point in space or something. Who knows? Now, Susan's son-in-law, Sterling, is really into alternative energy, and he's listed the top 10 best possible new energy sources. Can you tell us a couple of these that he's been investigating? Just name a two or three that comes to your mind. Or do you follow what he's doing?
Better. I work for him.
You work for him? Really?
Yeah, I do. Actually, the top... He has a list of the top 100 technologies, actually. And the top ones are wind and solar right now, but they're different types of solar. Piezoelectric is in there.
Is that solar using like nanotechnology?
Nanotechnology, yeah. Thin film solar, things like that.
Some of those show, I was fairly negative on solar, 5 or 10 years ago, but with the new developments they got.
Wave technology is a big one, where they use the energy of the waves. There's just a lot of different things out there. People are...
What's that?
Florida.
Florida's going to start producing energy off the Gulf Stream.
Off the
Scotland
Gulf Stream.
Just did it.
The biggest industry in Florida.
That's something I never heard of.
Yeah, well, it's better than wave because they get constant
100 billion gallons a minute constantly flowing by the coast. And
they're just dropping in turbines. They're testing them right now.
Is there possible they could screw something up by... Well,
they have to worry about like chopping up fish and that kind of stuff. So they're working on how to protect
beyond fish. I mean, the Gulf Stream probably serves some purpose to keep the ecosystem working. Right.
Well, it's just like running wind by a wind turbine, basically. So.
But yeah, that could be. Going to develop that.
Yeah, right? They definitely are.
That's interesting. So, I haven't heard of that.
But it's kind of like wave technology, only it's...
Yeah, that's...
Somebody's doing it in the Hudson River already, too, but this is on a much bigger scale.
Yeah, so, that could have really a lot of potential. I never really thought of that. Yeah.
What I wonder, though, is like, say we're in 1,000 years, we have totally free, abundant energy, clean,
Yeah, we don't blow ourselves up now.
Right. You know, health care for everyone. Yeah. Peace. What we're going to do to fight it with each other, you know, because people still, until their consciousness is raised to a certain thing, it's this thing about, you know, true equality is not thinking you're better than the guy next to you, and that's what people are always trying to do. It's as standard of living goes up, everybody has. It'll be great when everybody's certain standard of living, nobody's starving, nobody's doing it, but it'll still be people want a pecking order. So until that goes away, we're going to have some strife and not peace. And we've got to clean that part up of human nature.
It's when you get your ego in check.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else got anything to say? We'll take about 10, we'll take a short break and then... meet back here, about 5 after 8.